Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Tuesday, January 19, 2021. Let's talk to Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I am doing pretty well. Steven, how are you this morning?
Doing great. Okay, don't hold back. Just give us the information. Is Patrick Mahomes going to play on Sunday? Thank you.
Best I can tell you is that there's a lot of optimism. Seems to be the word of the day. We won't know for sure. Might even not even know for sure until late in the week. But there's a lot of optimism that he will be available on Sunday.
Do you think it helps that I prayed to baby Jesus for Patrick Mahomes last night?
Certainly couldn't hurt. Right. You know, if you're a Chiefs fan, I think I'd probably do everything you can right now.
That's right. Nate, your witness.
So, I guess we can find the answer to this or not, but optimism that he's going to play is one thing. What about, like, practice? You know, how much do we think that Patrick Mahomes can or will be involved in practice this week?
Yeah, that's the real question. I mean, and honestly, we're not going to know really until Wednesday when it happens, for the first day, if he's out there. We've seen it, though. I mean, go back to the, game against Tennessee. If I remember correctly, I think that Mahomes only had one day of practice, maybe, or even he was just kind of running around, that week. You know, we didn't really know the extent of how much he practiced that week. But at this point in the season, with Patrick Mahomes, honestly, I don't think that they need to see anything from him from practice. I mean, he is the kind of guy that's going to, it's a football cliche, but mental reps are a thing. He's doing it. I mean, he does his homework. He knows the offense inside and out. He's going to know the plays. He's going to be on the meetings. It'd be great to have him out there for practice, but no, I think that Mahomes is one of those guys that he doesn't need a single rep in practice in order to be ready to play on Sunday.
Matt Derrick is our guest. All right, Matt. I feel like we've looked enough at this Cleveland game. We have the Buffalo Bills in front of us now for the AFC Championship game. We saw the Chiefs beat them earlier this season, and the Bills were more than willing to let the Chiefs run the football. And the Chiefs ran the football at will, and Patrick Mahomes didn't really have to be Patrick Mahomes to win that football game. And let's be honest, Josh Allen wasn't very good. The conditions weren't great, but he still wasn't very good. And so you tell me about this matchup based on what you saw the first time around and what you think will change with the Bills and their game plan this time around.
Yeah, the Chiefs really, I mean, that was, the score did not, to me, indicate just, how much of a difference there was between those two teams that day. I mean, it was a 9-point game, but it felt like it was a lot more than that. And you're right, I mean, the Chiefs had their way offensively. I mean, they really kind of pushed the Bills around. And Buffalo's a little bit different team now. I mean, I think that they're certainly playing better defensively than they did at that point in the season. Offensively, I think they're even a little bit better, too. I don't think necessarily that the Chiefs are going to be able to go out there and just absolutely crush them on the ground the way they did the first time around. They can go, 245 yards? I mean, that's in the NFL today. I mean, that's absolutely dominating the line of scrimmage. I mean, and remember, this is the Chiefs line that has gone through a lot of turmoil and changes since that Week 6 game. So both teams are different. I can't see this game playing out exactly the same way that one did. But at the same time, I mean, I still think that even with everything that these two teams have gone through and where they are right now, as long as Mahomes is playing on Sunday, I think the Chiefs are still the better team.
So Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the bell cow in that game. He hasn't played since suffering that injury against the Saints. Will he play this weekend?
You got to think it's a little bit closer. I mean, unless there was a setback when he took the practice on Wednesday that really kind of put him behind the eight ball this week, it certainly seems like this week should be the week that he returns. I'd be surprised at this point that if he doesn't play, especially if he practices on Wednesday, I mean, he was clearly in the conversation and close enough to consider going last week that you got to think with another 10 days of rest, that's got to be enough for him to go.
But Darrell Williams, I was really impressed. So two-part question. Number one, were you surprised that he was the guy and Le'Veon Bell did not get very many touches at all? And then number two, what did you think of his performance? I thought he was very good.
Yeah, I thought it was a really solid performance all around. I mean, he did a little bit of everything, which is what Darrell Williams does. I mean, they consider him, we talked about it before, you know, his nickname, Mr. Consistent. I mean, he's the guy that they feel can do a little bit of everything for them. And does the little things, you know, the blocking, you know, picking up things like that. It didn't surprise me that he got the bulk of the carries because the Chiefs have not really put Le'Veon Bell in that position to be the bell cow. I mean, he hasn't at any point been the guy that really gets the majority of touches. I was kind of surprised that he was involved as little as he was. But at the same time, I mean, yeah, I think this speaks to volumes about just the fact that the Chiefs are looking for someone who knows the offense inside and out, who's going to be able to protect Mahomes. I think that probably the knowledge of the offense and just comfort level, maybe it is even just a little bit about Le'Veon Bell and where he's at in his career, but I think this absolutely speaks volumes about the fact that the Chiefs have that much faith in Darrell Williams, and I don't think it's as much of a reflection as a lack of faith in Le'Veon Bell.
I don't know, man. It seems a little bit like the LeSean McCoy situation from last year, though, doesn't it?
And it does. It certainly has some parallels. I mean, I don't think you can see it any other way. But at the same time, you know, that was a little bit different in that the Chiefs, you know, they gave McCoy a shot earlier in the season, and the turnovers certainly seemed to be the issue that kind of put him behind the eight ball. In this case, we haven't seen anything with Bell that's really given any, you know, the Chiefs cause for concern or anything. He has just consistently been a reserve guy. And, you know, so I don't know if we should have actually expected it would be any different going into the playoffs, even without Clyde Edwards-Helaire, that they still see him as a niche piece, that he's a backup, that's his role on this team. And that, you know, I think, yeah, if Darrell Williams goes down, then, yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of Le'Veon Bell. I mean, I think that he would be the next guy up. But, you know, at this point, I think it comes down to trust and faith in the offense. And, yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, there is a parallel there with LeSean McCoy in that the Chiefs have more faith in Darrell Williams than they do Le'Veon Bell right now. And that was the same way last year. They had other backs that they had more trust and faith in.
Matt Derrick's our guest. You know, Matt, the storylines are there for Sammy Watkins to have a huge championship game because it's playoff Sammy, and that's a different Sammy than regular season Sammy. And also, I mean, I would imagine he'd love to get a crack in the postseason at the Buffalo Bills. But, I mean, the calf injury, the time off, and he still wasn't ready to go against the Browns. Were they just being cautious? Or do you think that he's just not? I mean, it's super disappointing because this is when he plays his best football.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I mean, Sammy has been playoff Sammy for them the last couple of years, and I remember even talking to Brad Veach, you know, last year during the playoff run, and he was just saying that this is exactly, you know, why they brought Sammy Watkins in, because this is the kind of things that they felt like he could do. And you're right. I mean, this would be a big game for him, I think, going up against Buffalo. He hasn't talked about it a lot, but it's pretty clear that, you know, that there's certainly some hard feelings between Watkins and the Bills organization about how things kind of went down there. So, yeah, I think this would be a big game for him. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, once again, it's the kind of thing that if he is practicing on Wednesday, I would certainly expect him to play on Sunday. If he doesn't practice, then I think that's a really, really bad sign. But, yeah, I mean, that does feel like that the Chiefs were trying to nurse him back slowly and were certainly targeting a specific game to try and get him back. And if that's the AFC Championship game, then I think he'll probably go.
Are you saying this week personal, Steven?
Maybe. Maybe it is.
Right.
Right. Sammy didn't put it on social media, but I could see how it could be.
Sure. Hey, the receivers for the Buffalo Bills that they do have now, though, Matt, have obviously been really good in 2020, and Stephon Diggs was a huge acquisition for that team. How do you think the Chiefs, having seen it the first time around and now going back into this game, how do the Chiefs, as their secondary has evolved this year, match up with those receivers from Buffalo?
Yeah, and bringing up the secondary is a really good, you know, question with Bashaud Breeland, because remember all the talk about Patrick Mahomes being in the protocol, Bashaud Breeland's in the protocol too.
Mm-hmm.
So where he's at and whether or not they have Bashaud Breeland, I think would be huge for this game, because you're right. I mean, the Bills have depth at receiver. They've got some targets. It's not just Stephon Diggs. I mean, Cole Beasley's been having a great season. I mean, he's a really tough guy to cover out of the slot. They've got other targets as well. So you're going to have some guys that can go out there and cover. I don't think there's any doubt the Chiefs would most likely be, you know, playing in sub-packages most of the game. So if Breeland's healthy, he's out there with Ward and Snead. Snead's probably going to draw the tough job of covering Beasley a lot out of the slot. I do think that's a little bit of an issue, just especially if you don't have Breeland, about how this team matches up. But you're right. I mean, you know, the Chiefs have handled them before. They have seemed to have gotten into a rotation now that we kind of talked about last year, you know, when Kendall Fuller kind of came into that role and the Chiefs were playing a lot of nickel coverage with just a couple of linebackers out there and using their defensive backs a lot more all over the field. They're kind of in that spot right now. You're seeing Snead and Thornhill on the field most of the time, one or both, in those nickel packages, and it gives them some flexibility. I mean, to a degree, those two guys, Snead and Thornhill, are almost, to me, I mean, filling in a little bit of what Fuller did for this team last year at this time. So I think the Chiefs like their flexibility. I think that they like the matchup there. Obviously, they fared well the first time around, but Breeland being healthy is a huge part of that.
Matt Derrick is our guest, right, Matt? Before we get your official prediction, let me hear who you think is going to win the NFC Championship game between the Battle of the Bays between Tampa Bay and Green Bay.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't bet against Tom Brady getting it done, but Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay offense is just too good, and I think at home they get it done. The Packers and Chiefs would be just a fantastic Super Bowl. I know a lot of people probably would like to see Brady and Mahomes, but I think my favorite Super Bowl would be Rodgers and Mahomes. I think the Packers win that one pretty comfortably.
Okay, so that's a great point you're bringing up, like who Chiefs fans are rooting for to win in the NFC if the Chiefs can beat Buffalo, obviously, but the NFC game will happen first. And so with me, like if you're just a football fan with no dog in the fight, the best game is clearly Chiefs and Packers. That's awesome. And the two best quarterbacks going right now between Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. But that's – and look, could the Chiefs beat them? I'd pick them. But, man, that feels like whoever has the ball last wins that game. I think the Chiefs beat the Buccaneers, and I would like the Chiefs to become the first team to ever win a Super Bowl on the opposing team's home turf. Just add that to the list of accomplishments. And I do think there would be something beautiful about Mahomes beating Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. And I know he beat him in the regular season last year and the regular season this year, but to really get some payback for the AFC Championship game, what's better than that? Knocking him out in the Super Bowl. So that's what I'm rooting for, because of the storyline, because of the Chiefs' chance to be a true road team, a visiting team, and win the Super Bowl on the opposing team's home field. And also, I think they would a far better chance of winning the Super Bowl against Tampa, as opposed to Green Bay. Nate, Jake, who do you want?
Last year I picked the Chiefs and Packers in the Super Bowl, and I feel like I was a year off.
Who do you want?
I think the Chiefs have a better chance of beating the Bucs again than they do the Packers, but I would favor them in either game. So I'll say the Bucs. It'd be cool to officially see Patrick Mahomes take down Tom Brady in the in the Super Bowl. You know,
yes.
That'd be the real passing of the torch.
Give me Packers and Chiefs. Packers and Chiefs. I want the Mahomes Rodgers showdown. I want that matchup that the two best quarterbacks have been going all year to go head to head in the biggest game, the rematch of Super Bowl One.
That's a great line.
There's so much, and honestly, I've seen enough Tom Brady in Super Bowl week. I'm good if I don't see any more Tom Brady at a Super Bowl ever again.
Would you like to beat him in the Super Bowl, though?
That would be great, but that means I'd have to go through 2 weeks of listening to Tom Brady talk, and he's the greatest of all time, and he's going for unprecedented number eight, No, I don't need that. I'd rather have a matchup talked about all week long between Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, the 1-2 for MVP this year. Doing it on the field, and that's what I'm hoping for. I'm good with seeing Tom Brady at Super Bowl. I don't care if I ever see it again.
Go Bucks. I'll leave it at that. Do you think that the Chiefs have a better chance of beating the Bucks than the Pack, or do you think that's even?
I think it's pretty even in terms of just because you're going down to Tampa to play in Tampa, I think that's
they'll kick Tampa's ass. I'm just going to tell you right now. They'll kick their ass.
I think they'll kick whoever's ass they play, so it doesn't matter.
I think Green Bay comes down to that. That'll be a heart-stopping Super Bowl that'll be decided in the final few minutes of the game. Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com. Tell us where we can all follow along with all your coverage of Championship Week and then hopefully the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, come over to ChiefsDigest.com. Matt Derrick on Twitter. We'll be following the Mahomes saga. I got a few other things this week with hopefully Tyreek Hill that we're going to have up. Should be an action-packed week.
All right, you've given Jake some good advice before, so before we let you go, well, you have. I'm just don't laugh.
I think I've given Jake good advice, and if he's always bet the opposite of what I've told him to, he's a very
Let's do that. Mizzou favored by 5.5 over South Carolina tonight in Columbia, Missouri.
You know what? I'm going to give Mizzou a chance to win by saying that Carolina covers.
There you go, Jake.
So Mizzou.
Here's the answer to your question.
Minus. Okay.
Going Mizzou to win.
Going
but,
to Oppo Pick.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Matt Derrick. We appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Matt didn't seem certain of his pick, but it's fine. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.